This episode is thanks to Shelley's Country Wear, the proud presenting partner of the podcast Southern Competition Coverage. At Shelley's Country Wear, find leather goods, boots, caps, t-shirts, jeans, menswear, womenswear, shirts and kidswear. Shop in store at Nabiac or shelleyscountrywear.com.
Joining the Riley Moore podcast is Manning River Rats President Steve Reese. How's it going, Steve?
Good, thank you, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, probably people listening, I'm recording in a pub. I'm trying to get you ready for going overseas, so I don't know how the sound quality is going to be. But, yeah, I'm good. I'm really excited to see the Southern Mid-North Coast Comp start this weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And not as exciting as trekking through Europe and recording the podcast from all parts of the world, but we'll still take it, mate.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get down to a couple of local rugby pitches in Italy and Ireland and England and maybe even the Netherlands and, yeah, see if I can get the podcast out there and share Mid-North Coast rugby around the world.
Yeah, for sure. Make sure you bring us back some pointers.
Yeah, get some players back to you.
Yeah, mate, we'll take them. Thanks for reaching out. And as I said, we tried to connect a couple of times and we finally got there.
So
it's all good. Yeah, mate, it's exciting. The comp starts on Saturday. So, yeah, everyone's raring to go after a long off-season.
Obviously, all the excitement of both grades making the grand final, hosting it there at Rat Park, and not quite the results you wanted. So how is season 24 shaping up after disappointment of grand final day last year?
Yeah, last year sucked, to be honest. I think over the past 5 or 6 years, you know, our men's team's made the grand final every year, and we've only walked away with the chocolate on one occasion. We're probably $1 favourite in the COVID year, where it's second COVID year, where the grand final was due to be hosted at Taree, and then it got called off by the state government. So we should have had 2 in 6, but yeah, it was a pretty tough end to the year last year. Everyone was pretty down, to be honest, after what was a successful year all in all, hosting the grand final and, you know, a huge financial result for the club, but everyone's just got that bit of a lost feeling that the grand final loss brings you. And having both teams on the day, you know, and to be fair, Gloucester and Warhope were the better teams on the day, so they definitely deserve their wins. But the fire's been burning, mate, and we've had more people at pre-season training than we've had in a long time in both our men's and our women's groups. So everyone keen to make amends this year.
It's great to hear that, you know, after disappointment, that you've gone the strong way. You know, you've regrouped, you're really fighting hard. You know, people haven't said, well, can't keep coming back to do that every year.
Yeah, and we've had a pretty stable group, you know, through both our men's and women's team for the last few years. And we've got a great culture at our club. We're a really inclusive club. Everyone's welcome. You know, you come to training on a Tuesday and Thursday night and there's more kids running around than there is, you know, players and parents. So it's a really good place to be, and that's held us in good stead for when those dark days have happened, that everyone sort of banded together rather than go the other way. So we're quite lucky in that way. And, you know, we've been lucky enough to add players this off-season, which is fantastic. Yeah, I'm really excited about what this year is going to bring for us.
It's probably the perfect time to ask, can you confirm your coaches this year and your captains this year?
Yeah, so Dave Reed is going to captain coach our men's team again. He did a great job last year. He was our best player by a country mile, and he definitely warmed into that coaching role as he went. He's going to do that job again, which is fantastic. And then in the women's group, we got Ben Griffith. He stepped up as an assistant coach last year, and he's going to take the reins full time this year. And Keely Holden, one of our women's captains, she's assistant coach this year. So we're pretty excited about the coaches and the core leadership group that we've got. Yeah, I think they're going to do a great job.
David Rees is a name that's been on that score sheet and the team sheet for a few years at Manning, and Keely Holden. Well, hosting last year, that name popped up, you know, multiple times, multiple weeks. So it sounds like you're in very good hands there.
Oh, for sure. Dave tripped, I think, 60 kilos in the last 12 months. He wants to be back around the rep scene as well, so he's put his hand up, you know, to trial for that. And, yeah, that's exciting. there's a lot of enthusiasm around our club, and he's been a massive part of that.
Yeah, I think that really at North versus South representing fixture on the 11th of May is really going to fire some representative interest, especially from down south. And I think it's going to be really cool to see just how South goes, what South comprises of. We're not 100% sure yet, but I think it's going to be very interesting to see that day.
Oh, I think there'll be, you know, some people surprised, to be perfectly honest with you. There's some great talent down here, and we've got some great young players coming through as well. And we've got a core group of old heads that, you know a lot of the tricks, but, you know, the South, though, will be up against it and we'll be the underdogs on the day. But I guarantee you that the Northern side will walk away knowing they've been in the game, that's for sure.
A few details still coming through for that game, but on the podcast page, we'll have those all details up the minute they're confirmed.
Yeah, for sure, mate. There's definitely in the next week or two, we should have all of the details confirmed. And I know that there's a lot of people working hard at the zone level to make this stuff come to fruition, and it's probably been lacking for a little while, you know, our rep program and being inclusive of the whole zone. So it's exciting times, and there's a lot of really positive stuff happening in rugby in our area. So this is just another one of those things. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I can remember going back nearly a decade ago, there were some rep weekends where it was actually North versus Mid versus South, and that was some pretty cool days to see it split up that way. And I've seen the North versus South before, and, yeah, really keen to keep an eye on that from the other side of the world.
Yeah, mate, me too. I played in the under-19s in the first grade fixture. I played in the under-19s followed by the first grade fixture, and this would have been 2006, 2007, so yeah, the fact that it's coming back, I think it's going to be a great thing for everyone.
Yeah, that's for sure. And like you said, there's some really good talent down there in the Southern Division. And, really hope they shine the day and we see a strong representation in the Axemen and the Tomahawk.
Which I think is, at the end of the day, is the key thing, you know, is that we invest so heavily in our rep program, as we should. What we need to do is make sure we get, you know, value for money, but we're putting our best competitive teams on the park, and that's exactly what I think we're going to do. You know, we've got exciting new coaches at the Axemen, in both the men's and the women's. Yeah, this is going to be, I'm super excited. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm super keen for the day and what it's going to bring for us. So.
That's for sure. And switching back to the Rats, you said you've got some new signings. Can you tell me any about them?
Yeah, we've got a couple of new signings. We got James Ulu, who's come over from Foster. So he actually lived in Taree and didn't realise there was a Taree rugby side last year. So he went and played at Foster instead. And then, so he's come back to us this year, which is great. He was massive for Foster last year, and we expect that he's going to be a handful for everyone again this year. And there's a couple of other fellas that have come from outside the area. So one of them come here. He was playing with Parramatta in the last couple of years, so we're excited to see what he does. He's probably an inside centre. Yeah, we've got some good big boys as well. So one of the biggest problems that we had, and probably where Warhope really put the sword to us last year, was in, you know, our front row. We were old and slow, and we don't think that's going to be the case this year. We're really excited about the blokes we picked up, and every club will tell you the hardest thing you can find are props and second rowers, that type five. So, yeah, the fact that we've got some good ones come to the club out of nowhere is very exciting. It means fat old blokes like myself won't need to go anywhere near a field.
I'm sure you'll get on one. Yeah, I've spoken to a few clubs now, and it seems like there's been a few type five forwards coming out of the woodwork this year across the zone, part of the zone, so it's really exciting. And I can see a decent step up in the competition down there this year too.
Yeah, mate, I hope so. After last year, again, Foster coming back the way they did to the previous couple of years, I think everyone's banded together really well. You know, we did have a tough couple of years. We went through that season where there was three teams in the comp. There's been the tough times, but the comp keeps growing, and it's not just the South, it's the North as well. Yep. But we're certainly getting stronger down South, and, yeah, it's exciting, actually, what this year's going to bring.
Anyone that can get down to a game and watch them, there's some great games played, you know, all the way down to Gloucester, all the way up to Warhope. So you've got a pretty big geographical zone now too, the southern part of it.
Yeah, for sure. So, that, you know, obviously the dream is that every club has at least the two teams, and we're getting closer. You know, we'll probably get there in the next year or two from all the noises I'm hearing around the place. So, mate, as I say, there's been some great things happening, and it's just exciting to see what this year's going to bring and then into the future.
We spoke about the new signings. You spoke about David Reece. Who else are the players to watch, key players for the Rats this year?
Another old head that's returned this year, Ricky Campbell. So he was in our premiership side, and he's been around for a while. He went and played league last year, and he's come back this year, which is going to be great. Just steering us around the park and just having that cool head. And he's got a big boot on him, so he can put us into corners where we need to be as well. So that's exciting. In our women's group, again, just the usual suspects, you know, it's Natalie Watson, it's Natika Griffith, you know, the Jess Bridges, it's these people that are just going to keep doing the job week in, week out. So it's very exciting. From our club perspective, I fully expect that we're going to be there on grand final day in two grades, and the plan is that we come away with a chocky.
I have to admit that there were some cracking games down in the south last year, but hands down, Gloucester versus Manning in the women's was the best games of the whole competition. I think across the regular season, they were split by about 6 points. It was just insane.
Yeah, and they're brutal. Those girls don't like each other from both sides. And I certainly don't want to get into a tackle with any of them because they hit like the proverbial. So those games will be tough again. I know they've got Gloucester have a new coach this year. I assume they've probably got a very similar side than what they had last year. You know, our girls look marked those games down in the calendar. So I don't expect this year to be any different.
Definitely look forward to those ones, and they go straight to the highlight list when they come up. And key matchups. I suppose we just spoke about one, but what do you feel are the key matchups, the your big event days planned for Rat Park this year?
Yeah, mate, we've got a few. We've got a few every year. We still need to lock a couple in. We're working with Willamba. We had earlier in the year, or just before Christmas, actually the week before Christmas, we lost Dan Aldridge. So he was a former Rats player, a former Willamba player. And just a great fella. So we'll be doing something this year and then into the future to honour him. On all of our playing jerseys this year, there'll be the initials DA number 8, and that's both the men's and women's group. And then on the number 8 jerseys, we've also got his name on the back rather than a sponsor. So we'll be doing what we can to honour him this year, and then we're looking for a perpetual round against Willamba every year to honour Aldo, which is going to be great. And then in terms of our other games, so we've got our Indigenous Day, which is the 15th of June. That's a massive day on our calendar, and huge for our club to represent all of our Indigenous people. And we've got Ladies Day and Old Boys and Sponsors. So they're both in July. Most of those games, they'll be against either Willamba or Warhope. The Indigenous Day will be against Warhope. As tough as it is on the field with those guys, they always support, you know, the events after the match, and their president he'll often turn up and end up auctioneering and doing all sorts of things. So the culture around rugby in the south is incredibly strong, and everyone participates, which is great. So we're excited to get for those days against, you know, Warhope and Willamba this year for sure. Not to mention the Charlie Crook, the Charlie Crook Shield, which is an annual event between us and Oldbar.
Yeah, I've got the five, you know, seven wins last year, five losses, and you did lose to the Clans away last year, so I imagine round three away to the Clans. I imagine that will be a big day for you guys.
Yeah, mate, absolutely. So I missed that day last year, unfortunately, but by all reports, Clans just really aimed up and we just didn't compete with them on the day. So, and that's the way. The Clans, I think, this year are going to surprise a few people, to be perfectly honest with you. They were quite tough in patches last year, but there was just that little bit of cohesiveness that just wasn't there. But with a full season together and then, you know, another off season, I really think that they're going to be a bit of a dark horse this year. So that's an exciting game as well.
Fortunate enough to speak to Ian Croppers yesterday, released that podcast. And yeah, they've got some momentum building there. And I really think you're right that they'd be a team to watch this year.
Oh, 100%. Mate, I listened to that podcast and Ian did a great job, although he didn't really give much away, did he? He was pretty kept his cards pretty close to his chest.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a biography on him. It'd be very hard to get information out of.
Mate, he he's one of those people, and I hope you don't mind me saying, but he's one of those people that just rugby needs. You know, he turned up last year when the club was, you know, probably not where they want to be, and I think they'd say that themselves. But what he's been able to achieve at that club, and through some terrible adversity in the last period as well, he's just a fantastic fella, and what he's doing for rugby in the South should never be underestimated.
No, we you know, we get those people come through the zone every now and then, and it's just amazing that, you know, like, there's a lot of people out there who want to help and get involved. And if you can get someone with that rugby knowledge and experience to bind them together, it just makes a massive difference. I suppose it's the perfect time to ask. So anyone listening, if they want to get involved with the Mean River Rats, whether it's playing, cook a barbecue, helping out, sponsoring, supporting, how do they get in contact with the Rats?
The easiest way is probably via our Facebook page. So just go to our Facebook page and then send us a message via there. Or every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 o'clock, Tari Rugby Park at Urara Lane. We're always there, always friendly. Bring your kids, bring your wife.
Yeah, and you know, if the strapping some boots on, or that's not my thing, or I can't quite do that just yet, I just want to catch up and have a quiet beer with you. Where will we find you after training and after game days?
Yeah, mate, we got the best major sponsor in the group. So we've got the Manning River Hotel in Taree, and they've just been phenomenal for us. We're super excited to have them. They've just re-signed for 3 years as well, which is huge for us in terms of the continuity and making sure that we're funded moving forward. So it's all very exciting. But definitely Manning River Hotel, if anyone comes to town, it's a great feed, and the beer's always nice and cold and crisp.
Yeah. I've had a couple of beers, a bit of feed down there before. It's really good, and I wouldn't go anywhere else in Taree.
No, mate, the group's unbelievable. They've just bought the Old Bar Tavern as well, so they'll be the group that own those pubs will be sponsoring us and Old Bar, but that's okay. We'll still all be friends after it, so it'll be fine.
Yeah. You start this weekend actually with the bye, and then you go away to the Clams. So we won't see you at home at Taree to round three, taking on the Dolphins in Gloucester. That'll be a big day.
Yeah, massive, mate. Everyone's excited for that. So it'll be good. I think probably the bye's coming a good time for us, to be honest. There's a few weddings and there's a few niggling injuries from trials, you know, a fortnight ago. So we're actually quite grateful to get the bye in the first round. But then, next week out at Old Bar, everyone will be champing at the bit, and we certainly don't want to let Old Bar get on or roll.
No. And then the 20th of April, your first home game, kick-off in the women's is about 1:45 p.m. and the men's is 3 o'clock. So if you're anywhere around Taree on the 20th, get down to the Rats. Always a great day out there at Rat Park. And, see if you can cheer on the Rats to go start their journey to going one better this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Plenty of cold beer and plenty of room on the hill. So everyone's welcome.
It's great to talk rugby, talk Rats, talk a bit about ref and what's happening, especially across the southern part of the zone. I can't thank you enough for your time and insights. And, have a great afternoon.
You too, mate. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to the Rolling Wall podcast. And as always, if you have any tips, information or stories that should be shared with the rugby public in the North Coast, please get in touch with the podcast at the Facebook page, The Rolling Wall Podcast. Stay true, enjoy the rugby, and go the Tomahawks and Axemen.